I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A 500-acre fire in eastern Pueblo County is 75% contained as of last night. About 230 homes in the town of Boone had been evacuated, but that order was lifted as of 8 p.m. About 100 firefighters from 9 different agencies were fighting the blaze. The FDA announced recently another recall of products containing kratom. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner has more on what this herbal product is and why it's so controversial.
Scores of people in states across the country have been sickened by kratom products tainted with salmonella, including here in Colorado, Montana, Utah, and Idaho. Kratom is a tree in the coffee family from Southeast Asia. Its leaves have been used medicinally for centuries there. But when it comes to how the product is marketed or regulated here in the United States,
it's pretty much the Wild West.
That's Dr. Ken Gershman with Colorado's Health Department.
The supply chain, the source, and the fact that it's not a manufactured product, it's a natural product subject to all sorts of sanitary challenges, is a real concern.
And Gershman isn't just worried about salmonella. He says kratom can act a lot like an opioid in the body, especially at high doses. A couple of years ago, the DEA tried to classify kratom as a Schedule I controlled substance like marijuana, but failed in the face of public backlash.
The salmonella was extra ammunition, should they want to say, here's even further reason to do this.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
And you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.